Elvis, you know, the whole thing went down with Elvis and he left. I know you guys are pretty close. You shared a locker for right next to each other for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So you had the friends. On the other hand, you've got the opportunity to replace him as a starter at right end.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. You know, he's a guy that mentored me a lot, told me a lot about the game and grown as a man since I've been here and as a player in the NFL. And, you know, it's tough to see him go, but, you know, it's part of the business, and I know it's a big opportunity for myself. So, you know, we've talked about it, and one thing he said, man, do your thing, ball out, man. You're more than ready. You know, he's still encouraging. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, but it's an opportunity that I look forward to, you know, taking advantage of.
John Elway has said several times that you're the right end. You're the open end, the starter. Are you aware that he's come out and said that several times, and your thoughts on that?
You one of the first people to tell me that, but, you know, that was my mindset, you know, from once I heard the news. You know, I knew it was an opportunity for me, and I was looking forward to it. And, you know, the fact that he says that doesn't make me relax anything. It makes me hungrier because I know there's a lot of expectations, and, you know, I have high expectations on myself. So I'm just looking forward to working hard and being ready to take advantage of it.
Did you kind of pay attention at all or follow if they were going to sign anybody else? I know there was a lot of buzz that Frame or John Abraham, now Sean Phillips came in, but about what that would
mean
for your spot.
I mean, I follow all you guys on Twitter and all that stuff like that. So, you know, of course I see it, but, you know, that's not my mindset. My mindset was to come in the best I can be, and regardless of who they brought in, you know, I was planning on being that guy, and I want to be that guy, and that's what I'm going to continue to work for. And, you know, my expectations of myself aren't going to change, and they weren't going to change no matter who they brought in.
After not being a starter last year, but kind of being in the rotation, what did you learn maybe about yourself, your game, stuff that would maybe push you for this year?
It definitely made me mature a lot. You know, of course, it wasn't a, you know, ideal situation I would have wanted to be in, to where I'm not starting, I'm not playing like I wanted to. But, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I was able to sit back and watch the game unfold, and, you know, when I was able to go in, I was able to see tendencies from other people that they were already doing. You know, if I see Elvis is doing a certain thing, you know, I know when I come in, you know, maybe the offensive tackle didn't deal with that good. So I have a head start on what I can do when I get ready to go in. And, you know, I was able to have some success when I did, when I went in. So learned a lot from Vaughn, too. So that was my thing that, you know, regardless of, you know, it's not the situation I wanted to be in, I want to win this ring. And, you know, that's what I was trying to do. So I know when I got the opportunity, I was going to try to play balls out. And, you know, that's really was my focus last year.
Robert, how satisfied are you with your career to this point? And how much, if you aren't satisfied, are you using that as motivation?
I'm not satisfied with any of it. I mean, there's a lot that I feel like I should have done, you know, whether it be because of, you know, my maturity level or, you know, opportunity or whatever, you know, point blank period. I didn't do the things I wanted to do coming into this league. And, you know, this year is an opportunity for me to, you know, to try to get back on track to where I wanted to be. And, you know, that's what I'm focusing on. You know, this is a big year for me and, you know, a big year for this team, and I'm looking forward to doing big things. And, you know, that's all I'm really focusing on is this year and the past 4 years, a lot of motivation.
If Robert Ayers now can talk to Robert Ayers, the rookie, what's the first thing you'd say?
Shut up. Shut up, listen. Don't let the stuff get to you. Don't let coaches get to you. Don't let players get to you. Don't let a bad game get to you. Just, you know, I came into a situation I wasn't mature enough to handle. You know, and I didn't play the way, and I didn't play the way I wanted to, and I let it carry over to my play on the field. And, you know, I'm more mature now, and I've learned a lot, and especially the last 2 years, last year and this year, I learned a lot. Even the year before, the year Josh got fired, you know, I learned a lot how to deal with people, how to deal with situations, and I don't think I can be mentally wounded anymore. You know, I think I let things wound me mentally, and I don't see that happening ever again.
You feel lighter, kind of mentally, I guess. You seem...
You could say that. I definitely do. I feel like I know what I could do. I just got to do it. And there's no amount of work that I'm not willing to put in to get there. So that's what I'm going to do, and that's my approach, and I plan on doing good things this year.
What was your draft day experience like when they did take a tackle? They didn't take Tank Carradine or another sort of end. I know you'd step up to whatever challenge, but what was that like for you to go through and see that your position wasn't really being threatened?
I didn't look at it like that. You know, like I said, regardless of who they brought in, I was going to train hard, I was going to work hard, and I was going to expect to be the starter this year, and that's my expectation. You know, we could have brought in whoever, you know, but that wasn't going to waver the way I felt about myself, you know. And at the end of the day, if someone would have came in, beat me out, he would have been a better man. But, you know, I look forward to working, and, you know, that's my mindset.
When you are a first-round pick, there's expectation of sacks, which haven't come easy for you. What is it about the sacks that you think you can get a few more this year, and why?
Sacks, they're tough to get, you know. Yeah. They really are, but I do believe I can be a guy that gets a lot of sacks, you know, and look at the situations. You know, some players go to situations where sacks isn't the premium. You know, that isn't necessarily thing that the defense is based around, just getting sacks. You know, for example, my first 2 years, we had a coach that, you know, that wasn't necessarily his main objective. And, for example, I was dropping in the coverage more than I was rushing the passer. So, you know, that's something that could go unnoticed. But sacks is about opportunity. It's about, you know, working. It's about being in the right place a lot of times. And it's about having great talent. You know, and I feel like I'm going to work. I feel like I have talent. And I feel like this year, for the first year in my career, I'm going to have an opportunity to be put in a premier position to where I can rush the passer, contrary to the last few years.
How much will it help being opposite of Von Miller, at least some or most of the time?
I mean, anybody's going to have it a little easier than Von Miller. I mean, he's, in my opinion, the best pass rusher in the game today. So, you know, when you can play opposite of him, it's going to take a lot of pressure off you. It's going to, you know, free up a lot of other things. But, you know, hopefully come week four, week five, or whatever, you know, guys are realizing that we can't just double Von. So that's something that I want to do. That's something Kevin Vickerson, Terrence Knighton, I'm pretty sure Sylvester, Mitch, whoever, everyone wants to be that other guy. And, you know, I'm just going to work to be that.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.